Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What we're going to do is go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, bring in 92.3 The Fan beat reporter Daryl Ryder. What's going on, D?
Not much, D. Bush. How are you, bud?
I'm doing real good, man. The Browns, they filled a lot of positions. Seems like every other minute, you know, Andrew Berry is on the hotline getting people signed up. They got, I think it's 9 positions they filled so far. A lot of these guys, I call the second tier guys, they've been filling a lot of roster holes. What are your thoughts on some of the bigger name guys like Conklin? He was a guy that they thought was their number one priority on the right side. I think they shored up that. What are your thoughts about what he brings to the table as far as what the run game and what Stefanski wants to do?
Well, he fits the, you know, that wide zones blocking scheme that they're going to implement under Kevin Stefanski. And if he's able to do, you know, for Nick Chubb what he did for Derrick Henry in Tennessee, I think the Browns are in pretty good shape. So, he's the big fish along with Austin Hooper. And, you know, I know some people, their eyebrows get raised a little with the $14 million a year average price tag, but you know, I'm of the belief that they're going to use their first round pick, whether it's a 10 or higher or lower, on a left tackle. And so you combine the $14 million with a rookie contract, and basically your tackle, your offensive tackle expenditures pretty much average out. So I love the signing. He's right in that sweet spot, fits the profile of the type of player that Andrew Berry has brought in here. And those are those guys around 25, 26 years old going on that second NFL contract. And it's a good deal for Conklin too, because it's only a 3-year deal. So he's going to get another bite at the apple at the age of 28. So with the salary cap expected to explode once the new multimedia deals get done and the gambling revenue and all that. So I think this is a really good deal on both sides of the ledger.
Yeah, when you look at it, I think this is opportunity for them to really, you know, last year they talked about, you know, every time we looked around, why don't they just hand the ball to Chubb? Why don't they just give the ball to Hunt? I think they're going to give the ball to those guys a lot, especially when you look at what kind of offensive line they have. When you look at it a little bit moving forward, when you have, you know, Jarvis being out, Odell being out for the first part of the year, not being able to be there for OTAs, probably not going to be able to participate in two-a-days a lot, do you think their emphasis is going to be running the ball a lot, especially during the first part of the season?
Well, they're not going to have OTA. So,
yeah.
I mean, this, you know, pandemic that's sweeping the country then has pretty much shut everything down. I don't think we're going to see these guys probably until training camp at the end of July. You know, the team facilities right now are shut down until the end of the month. I'm guessing. I've not been told anything. I'm just making an educated guess based on what is transpiring around the country right now, that those facilities will remain closed for the foreseeable future until this pandemic dissipates and it's, you know, safe to open everything back up. So maybe they squeeze in a mini camp in June or something like that. But I really think that the offseason program, which was scheduled for the Browns because Kevin Stefanski's a first-year head coach, and one of the perks of playing for the Cleveland Browns, this is your offseason program, starts early every year because every year you get a new head coach.
Yeah.
They were scheduled to begin on April 6th. That's not happening. OTAs just rookie mini camp was going to be the weekend of the May 1st through the 3rd or May 8th through the 10th, I believe. Those, I don't think, are going to happen either. And then OTAs tend to follow, you know, that rookie minicamp throughout the month of May, and then the first or second week of June ends up being that mandatory veteran minicamp. Maybe they get I'm just looking at the calendar, G. Bush, and how this is laying out. Maybe they get a week or two tops of OTAs. I mean, Major League Baseball is saying the earliest they're going to be able to play is mid-May. So just looking at the calendar, let's assume that this blows through rapidly, right? Maybe the week of May 18th and May 25th, you can run some OTAs there or something. But there's not going to be much of an off-season program this year.
Yeah, and that, which kind of puts – the Browns behind the eight ball again. You got a new system, and you know it was kind of the same thing last year. You know, guys are not going to be in a building, and it's going to be a little tough. And we'll yet to see how that really hurts going into this year. Do you think there's a legitimate chance that some preseason games could be pushed back and work his way into two-a-days a little bit here? We haven't talked about that much because it's basketball and baseball season, but do you think there could be a training camp pushed back a little bit too?
That's a great question, and it's one that I don't I think that they can stick with the regular start. I don't think that they're going to – again, we're assuming that this pandemic is able to dissipate by mid-May, early June at the latest, right? If that happens, I don't think they have to push training camp back. If anything, I think they need to find a way to expand the training camp a little bit because, as you mentioned, they can't install anything. That's what OTAs are used for, especially when you have new head coaches. It's to install your offense and your defense, and the Browns aren't going to be able to do that. So there is a chance, G. Bush, that they get to training camp and Kevin Stefanski is going to be installing the offense. And that would not be good for the Browns. So, you know, we kind of have to – we're all playing the waiting game here. We have to wait and see how things develop around the country over the next month or so. But I think that, you know, the Browns privately would have to be thinking in the back of their minds, you know, we need some time in the off season to get something installed so we're not having to do it in training camp.
Man, that would be, I think, the one of the worst case scenarios moving forward. Hopefully it does not come to that situation. Talking to Darrell Ryder on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, we talked a little bit about Conklin. When you talk about Hooper, were you kind of surprised that they really put that amount of money in a tight end? And what do you think that really means for, David Njoku? I think he's in the last year of his deal. Maybe this is a situation where he's in a last year where it's a contract year. He goes out and plays really well, but they may let him walk. But what do you think this means for the Browns offense with those two guys there? And were you kind of surprised that they put that much money in Austin Hooper?
No, because if you watch David Njoku the first 3 years, he's consistently inconsistent. So I'm mm-hmm. not surprised that they went and spent big money on a tight end who's reliable and catches the football when it's thrown to him. As far as Njoku's future, it puts him on the spot. Now, the organization has said they have big plans for him. Kevin Stefanski loves the two tight end set. He loves using multiple tight ends within the offense. It's not a one tight end system. So You know, Njoku is not the odd man out. I certainly understand why people would perceive that or believe that based on signing Hooper. But there is still going to be ample opportunity for Njoku to be productive. Now, in fairness to Njoku, when he was drafted as a very young, raw player. He's still a very young, raw player. But he needs to show tremendous strides in his development this season if he's going to remain a Cleveland Brown. In fact, yes, this is his year four. I think it's May 2nd or somewhere around there is the deadline for the Browns to decide whether or not they want to exercise that fifth-year option on his contract. As we talk today, I don't believe that's going to happen. But there's a chance it could still happen because, you know, late first-round pick, it's not going to cost you a lot of money to pick up that fifth-year option and keep him around. And you can always trade him, and you can always release him if you know, you're not happy with what he's given you. But the addition of Hooper, though, does not make Njoku the odd man out. If anything, it kind of puts him on the spot a little bit and sends him a message that, hey, we really need you to step up. If you want to remain a Cleveland Brown, you're going to have to be more consistent in your play. And unfortunately, also, to be fair to him, again, got hurt last year. That's not his fault. And for whatever reason, he and Freddie Kitchens really didn't seem to see eye to eye after he had worked so hard to get himself back off injured reserve to be able to finish the rest of the season.
Talking to Daryl Ryder on the North Omaha Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. And of course, he's 92.3 The Fan's beat reporter for the Cleveland Browns. I want to ask you this question. I talked about this situation coming up. It's a little bit of a hypothetical, but with Todd Gurley getting released by the Rams and also Derrick Henry getting franchise tagged and not getting a long-term deal that he wanted, I looked at, you know, the climate with Nick Chubb. He's a guy who's, you know, essentially had two back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. I expect him to have a big season this year as well. And you're looking at the climate of running backs with Le'Veon Bell not getting getting paid, sitting out a year. Melvin Gordon holding out, not getting the money that he really wanted. With the climate of running backs not getting paid, how do you see this thing playing out with Nick Chubb, a guy who is really Cleveland fans really like? They love him. We love his attitude. He's a great guy in the locker room. Do you think the Browns would pony up after his rookie deal to pay him, and what do you think his market value would be?
Well, he's going to have to obviously put up similar numbers to what he put up last year. That's number one. Number two, it's a tough spot because unfortunately, and this isn't, I love Nick Chubb. I would personally, if I were making the decision, I would. Unfortunately, I admit I would be making an emotional decision because I really like Nick Chubb. I think he embodies everything a professional athlete should be. And he's also a very, very good player. But in the NFL, which is a business, running backs just are not valued by front offices. They are not paid by front offices. Fair or not, that's the reality. I would. I don't know if the Browns will. That'll be a decision they have to make. Also, this will be year three of his four-year rookie deal. He's a second-round pick, so there's no fifth-year option. Mm. Secondly, Baker Mayfield, Myles Garrett, Denzel Ward, a couple other guys going to be going into those second-year contracts, so the Browns are going to have to ante up to keep those guys around. So they're going to have to make a decision. Now, if I'm stuck between keeping Nick Chubb and having the flexibility to add to the roster while also keeping the core of the team together, I would probably say Nick Chubb is going to end up somewhere else. But I think right now, I absolutely would re-sign him. I know there's like a, 2-year difference between him and Gurley or something like that. But, yeah. And he did have the knee injuries in college, but it's a shame that running backs are treated this way in the NFL, but it's how front offices go about their team building. But me personally, yeah, I absolutely would keep Nick Chubb, provided he stays healthy and remains as productive as he's been, because he is everything and more that I want in a football player on the field and in my locker room.
Yeah, I kind of fall on the side of where you're, Aaron, where you come from. I just think I just love his personality. He just goes to work. Humble dude. I can always remember how devastated he was when he fumbled in New England. And I just remember how hard he played. And I'm like, man, like if I could get 100 dudes like him, I would just clone him and just have him playing. So I think it's going to be a tough decision. I think it's 60-40 on whether or not they'll keep him or not, depending on what the number is. Hopefully they can get that number taken care of.
Well, his production warrants a big payday.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, he's earned it. I just, again, that's going to be the interesting balancing act as we go forward in team building and what the philosophy ultimately becomes. But if I base it on what the NFL typically does, they stick at the running backs. I'm not saying it's right, but that's what they do. But I absolutely would keep Nick Chubb around, and I think that they should.
When you look at it, and you look at the offensive side, I looked at the offense, and I look at skill position for skill position. They continue, if they can get the left tackle thing squared away, maybe add some depth in the offensive line. Skill for skill, the offense, they are still very talented offensively. Defensive-wise, they got some holes to fill. You still got Olivier Vernon, who's getting $15 million. You're still looking at two safeties. I know they did bring in a safety, and they did bring in B.J. Goodson as a linebacker. There's still a lot left to be desired on the defensive side of the football, and they're putting a lot on Mack Wilson, saying that he better be a star because they have some holes to fill. What are your thoughts on the defense, and what do you like? What do they need to do, draft, free agent, trade wise, to get the defense where they need to go?
No, they need some linebackers and safeties is what they need. B.J. Goodson, he'll be I've got him penciled in right now as the starting middle linebacker, but, you know, Mack Wilson can't play two linebacker positions. I don't know if they're going to count on Sione Takitaki to play the other, but they desperately need more help at linebacker. They need more help, certainly, at safety as well. I know they signed agreed to a contract with Viking safety Andrew Sandejo yesterday. Maybe he gets one of those starting spots, but you got another, starting hole that you need to fill. And then you need some depth. You need some more depth at all levels of the defense. They have done a good job addressing their immediate needs on that side of the ball, G. Bush, but it's far from a finished product. I would Billings, the defensive tackle from Cincinnati, gives you some depth on the interior of your defensive line there. But I would say that the offense is closer to a more complete product than the defensive side of the ball. And you can't fix everything in one off season. And I think that's why you're seeing Andrew Berry hand out these 1-year contracts, these prove it deals. Cause if a guy's playing well, whatever, you can always extend them, right? And keep them around. And if they're not, guess what? You're not on the hook for a whole heck of a lot going forward. So he's given himself some flexibility, and I think just kind of buying himself some time to really put together the defensive side of the football. But it is, it's not, just based on what I've seen they've done so far, I don't think it's a complete, nowhere near a completed product at this point.
All right, Daryl, man, thanks for coming on with me on a Saturday. I appreciate you. We'll keep in touch with you, and all your work on the free agency will be on 92.3thefan.com.
You got it. And the Browns just added another guy, a defensive back from Dallas, Donovan Olumba. They came to terms with him. Depth signing, not a starter, but that would be player number 10 for the Cleveland Browns and Andrew Berry. So,
all right, you heard it first. Breaking news here. Daryl just reported that, and we'll go look for that information. And thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
You got it.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.